on the road, a major development on the election, and what about the issue of judges?
The President of the United States has incredible responsibility in nominating people to the United States Supreme Court. They are lifetime positions, as well as the federal bench.
We learned in high school.
One of the most important jobs of, I believe, the Supreme Court is to guard against
the two branches of government, the House and the Senate.
The encroachment of the executive branch.
To the two branches of government, the House and the Senate.
On the power of the other branches.
Okay. Pass the law, the president sign it, it's the law. He vetoes it, it is not the law.
And I think that he has been a little bit too willing and eager to give.
But that isn't Judge Alito's view.
A administration, whether it's mine or George Bush's.
A very, I think, bizarre a view of executive authority and executive power.
More power than I think the Constitution originally intended.
Elections have consequences. They should be judged on their qualifications.
1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Eric, our producer, put together a great montage there in the beginning. It's sound from Senator Kennedy during the Alito hearings. Also, of course, from Senator Obama and Senator McCain. The issue we talked about yesterday, and we just got barely into it, Ben, the phone line's jammed up. We encourage you to call as well. 1-800-684-3110. What about judges? How important in your decision about who should be on the Supreme Court of the United States is the issue of Supreme Court appointments? The lasting legacy of a president is their Supreme Court appointments. How important do you think that is? Is that an issue for you? 1-800-684-3110. And for what the campaigns have marketed very specifically, I'm going to ask Logan about this in a moment, has been this attempt to move off the younger evangelicals from traditional Republican voting to Democratic voting as a potential. And you saw this outreach by Senator Obama. Now, a lot of people think when Joe Biden was selected as the running mate that in a significant way reduced some of that. But I'm going to ask this to Logan. In the friends that are your age, in the mid-20s, that you're talking to in Tennessee and around the country, but in Tennessee, what is the sense of the importance of this election first? Are people, young people, understanding what's at stake here?
I think so, definitely. And you have a state of mind right now where the youth of America is really, making up their minds still in this last week of, of the campaign. It's been a crazy election, everyone, because like you said, the Obama camp is getting a lot of the young Christian conservatives as well as, kind of the opposite also happening with the McCain camp. So it's
You've got this dichotomy going on, but one thing Logan just said, which was very important, is this lack of decision. Is it still, and I think this is correct, Logan, but I want your sense of this. You've been all over the country over the last couple of weeks. You've been in California, Florida, back in Tennessee, New York. There is still, among the younger evangelicals, this indecision at this point.
Right, there still is, which is not, something that you usually have during these kind of campaigns. Usually, 6 months ago, we would have figured out, okay, this is obviously who this demographic is going to, and this is who this demographic is going to. But this campaign has really been different. And it's really shocking to talk to these people because, people still don't know. There's no clear, person that's connecting with the young Christian conservative. There's not people that are connecting really with, specific groups at all. It's, basically who has the better, video ads right now. And sadly, that's probably going to come down to it.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that ads will be determining. But this is why, folks, following what Logan just said, there's a lot of people that haven't decided who they're going to vote for yet, which means the issue of judges is absolutely critical. I want to encourage you first, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. How important do you think the issue of judges should be? And for those of you that are like me, that think Supreme Court appointments are essential, then I need you to go to your phones right now and call this number and add your name to our citizens' request. This is going to the candidates. It's a way to you directly engage the candidates. For them to each individually address their judicial philosophy, the kind of nominees they want to select, what they're looking for in judges. That is critical, but we need everybody to speak out on this. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You're adding your name to a letter that we're sending out to these campaigns to make them address the issue of judges. It's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Whether it's a federal district court or the Supreme Court of the United States, judges do make a difference. The American Center for Law and Justice understands the danger of activist judges and has fought to support judicial nominees who uphold the Constitution and the rule of law. There's so much at stake in this election, the next president will appoint numerous judges to the nation's federal district and appellate courts. And it's very likely the next president will make at least one and maybe several appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. As the election approaches, Americans want an answer to this critical question. What's the judicial philosophy of Senators Obama and McCain? What kind of judges would they appoint? Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the candidates to address this issue before Election Day. Sign on now to the ACLJ Citizens Request to the Campaigns, demanding that both candidates tell us their judicial philosophy. Tell us what kind of judges they would appoint. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ. The ACLJ Wireless Service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm in our office in Nashville. Just left moot courts practicing for our Supreme Court case that's going to be argued November 12th. Logan is in our studio in Nashville, our broadcast facilities there, co-hosting the program with me. Logan Sekulow, of course, host of The Logan Show, which you can go to loganshow.com. Jordan's on the road today, so we're all pitching in to help. I want to underscore something here, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, I want to ask you this question. Do you think judges matter when it comes to a presidential selection? Is that an issue that you're concerned about? If it is, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What about Joe Biden's statement yesterday also about expect if Barack Obama's elected a major international incident in 6 months? That was a kind of a shocking statement. We'll have more on that as well. Our phone lines are open for you, but let me encourage you also, folks. I want to make sure we saw a success last week when we put pressure and got our voices heard on this issue of making sure abortion was going to be debated at the last debate, and it was. Not only debated, but a full, really, 12 or 13 minutes on that debate. The issue of judges has not had that kind of debate yet, and there's not going to be another debate in the candidates. So now we have to get the candidates to individually tell us who and what they're looking for in judicial nominees. I want to encourage you to go to your phones. You can have a direct access, in a sense, through us to these candidates to get them to talk about judges and judicial philosophy. If you think that's important, the direction of the Supreme Court of the United States, then I need you to join with me in our citizens' request to the presidential candidates to get this issue addressed. We've got just a few days to do it here. Everyone that's listening to me right now, you go to your phones. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the letter there. I want to make sure these campaigns address the issue of judges. So again, that number is 1-877-989-2255. Now, Logan, you and I were talking during the break. Your concern is that there's a lot of young 20-somethings, evangelicals specifically, that are going to vote in this election, but the issue of judges has not come on their radar screen yet.
Right. The issue of judges is not something that usually appeals to the youth voter. You know, Democrat, Republican, independent, anyone, just because of the fact that it's not something that seems like an immediate future. That's what, you know, these people are promoting. Change, you know, what can we do now? And the problem is you have these people that they don't understand that someone that they, you know, go to the Supreme Court, those are people that are going to last way longer than the president and someone that really are making the decisions. And, you know, that's a big thing that really has not been addressed. And I really don't think that the youth voter, the 18 to the 25, knows or right now cares about just because they're uninformed. And I think we really need to break down what that you know, what they actually are doing here.
You know, and it's interesting because the judges decide issues like abortion. They decide issues of religious displays in public life. They decide issues involving marriage. They decide issues on national security. What Logan just said is right. It's the lasting legacy. Now, I want to encourage young people. We have a lot of college students that listen to us on air. Think about the issue of judges when you walk in that booth. I'll never tell you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you, think about where you want the Supreme Court of the United States to be, not just next year, but for your generation. That's what's at stake with these judicial nominations. Again, folks, if we want to get answers from these candidates, it's going to be you and me together, all of us together, getting those answers from the candidates by asking them and demanding that they tell us about judicial philosophy and what selection criteria they're going to utilize in selecting judges, including justices, to the Supreme Court in the United States. You go to your phones right now. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for your voice to be heard on this critical election issue. Of course, updated information, you can sign up online at aclj.org. Phone calls are coming in. Logan, who do we have?
All right, the number is 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go to Jim in Maine. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks
sure.
for all your hard work.
Jim?
I think we lost him. All right. Now. Let's go to Al in New Jersey, then. Al,
okay.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Al.
I think we're having some issues with.
All right, well, let's do this. We'll get that fixed in a few minutes. By the way, we've got our legal staff deployed to right now to Washington from Washington to New York on this whole issue involving, which I think is very significant, the Organization of the Islamic Conference and this defamation of religion. We're going to get a report from Than Bennett, and I'm going to ask our producer to let us know when he is available. They're at the UN right now, so we're trying to track them down. Do we have the phone calls up and operating, Logan?
I believe that they are fixed, and yes, let's go back to George in California. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, George.
Hi. Why isn't it on your program, don't we hear the voice of Obama saying, if my daughter makes a mistake, I don't want her punished with a child?
We have played that tape because what we're doing here, George, on this broadcast is we play both sides where they are, and I'm giving you a legal analysis. I don't know what personal decisions Senator Obama make, and I disagreed with that statement strongly, as you know. We're pro-life here. But I will tell you this. I am concerned about the candidates and their view on Supreme Court appointments because more important than what it's going to affect their children is how it's going to affect our culture. And that's what we have to be looking at here. What is the impact of this on the culture? And something you got to understand is we haven't had a clear discussion on this issue of judges and how that impacts generations to come. So that's really the key here. If you want to speak to us on air, by the way, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Logan, who's next?
We got Tanisha in Texas. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure.
This is my question. I think that the question of judges, it is important. I'm 26 years old. And I'm an African-American. So my question was this. I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and there was a debate between some older senators that were in Mississippi. And
sure.
There was a Republican that said, I can't think of his name, but he said that most African-Americans that he knows of are socially conservative. And I would have to agree with that.
Right.
In the black community, I would have to say that gay marriage is not something that people openly support. Abortion is not something that people openly support in the black community. But we tend to vote Democratic.
Right.
And those two things I do agree with Senator McCain on. But my problem is that's it. You know, there's a pull to go the other way because those are the only two things that I agree with Senator McCain on. So I'm wondering
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, as far as foreign affairs are concerned, economic policies, if you totally disagree with everything else, should you go ahead and vote for?
Great question. Let me give you my answer and non-answer. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to do that. I don't do that on this broadcast. I'm going to tell you this. I think you should walk into that voting booth and vote through a biblical lens, through your worldview. Issues, I think you have to look at all the issues, and we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks on the broadcast. There's a host of issues you have to deal with. I have difficulty, personally, reconciling, and I understand that within the black community, it's very true. I did a TV program that's going to be aired this week on God TV with Bishop Harry Jackson, who's a pastor of a large African-American church here in the Washington, D.C. area. And Bishop Jackson is a dear friend of mine. Talked to me about this dichotomy of most African-Americans are socially conservative on the issues, but it's a natural tug to understand the desire to see a African-American as president of the United States. I understand the emotional tug of that. But let me buttress that with this. When Dr. King talked about the content of your character being more important than the color of your skin, I think that means, not telling you who to vote for, you look at the consistent position of that candidate in making the determination. Whichever way you come out, whether it's for Senator Obama or for Senator McCain, you need to be comfortable through the lens that you're looking at it, through the lens of the Bible, through a Christian worldview, and make that conclusion. I don't think there's a – I'm not going to tell you there's a Republican answer and a Democratic answer, but I am going to tell you that you have to look at the host of issues. And it's interesting, Logan, that this is the call we got, because this is exactly what you were talking about, this conflict that's going on with younger evangelicals within the African-American community, within the white community as well.
With every community, really, because of the fact that you have two sides that really are offering not only completely different worldviews, they're offering stuff that most youth don't even really, you know, in a sad way, don't care about, don't know what's going on. So you have people who are literally going to be making their decisions as they're walking in, and this is not too late to decide. I haven't even personally decided. I mean, this is not something that is as cut and dry as it is in former years.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I think has to happen here. We've got to explain not just to young people, but everybody, what's the significance of the issue of Supreme Court selections on the electorate, because that is what we've talked about earlier. That goes on. President's going to serve for 4 or 8 years. The Supreme Court nominations are a lifetime, and that's what's so significant. If you want to make sure that issue is addressed, I need you to go to your phones as we get ready for a break right now. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. Now, everybody that's listening to me, you go to your phones right now. If you want to make sure the issue of judicial nominees are discussed by these candidates, we need you to participate in our citizens' demand that this happens. Here's the number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. By the way, updated information on a whole host of issues at aclj.org, and you can get you can sign up our citizens request online at aclj.org as well. But right now, as we go to the break, you go to your phones, have your voice heard, folks, on the issue of judges. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. Whether it's a federal district court or the Supreme Court of the United States, judges do make a difference. The American Center for Law and Justice understands the danger of activist judges and has fought to support judicial nominees who uphold the Constitution and the rule of law. There's so much at stake in this election, the next president will appoint numerous judges to the nation's federal district and appellate courts. And it's very likely the next president will make at least one and maybe several appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. As the election approaches, Americans want an answer to this critical question. What's the judicial
judicial philosophy of Senators Obama and McCain? What kind of judges would they appoint? Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the candidates to address this issue before Election Day. Sign on now to the ACLJ Citizens Request to the Campaigns, demanding that both candidates tell us their judicial philosophy. Tell us what kind of judges they would appoint. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, in addition to working on this situation of getting your voice heard in this election cycle, let me tell you what else we're doing. I am doing moot courts here in our office in Nashville, Tennessee this week, preparing for the Supreme Court arguments involving the Ten Commandments November 12th. So that is in play right now. Then we've deployed our team from Washington. They are in a number of our team, not the entire team, but two of our government affairs senior staff members, as well as one of our staff counsels, are in the United Nations right now dealing with the Organization of the Islamic Conference issue. So all of this is going forward simultaneously, many, many issues. And I'm happy to report we just had a major victory in Tennessee, another case involving a church that we represented, and another victory in court, this time state court. Last time with Teen Challenge, it was in a federal court. This particular Church of God was in a state court proceeding, and we were successful there. So we're very, very significant, very, very happy with these significant developments. Again, if you want to make sure that the issue of judges is front and center in this election cycle, then you need to go to your phones right now and add your name to our citizen's petition, basically, citizen's letter, going to get this issue of judges discussed. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Than Bennett is our Deputy Director of our Office of Government Affairs in Washington, D.C. He is now in New York at the UN and is going to give us a quick report. Than, you're in New York. We're talking about the Organization of the Islamic Conference, another national, of course, that's a foreign affairs and national security issue that we've been working on, this idea that Islam would be getting a preference under U.N. law. What is the status of your meetings? How are things going?
Well, here's the status, Jay. The meetings are going well. I'm calling from inside the U.N., just stepped out of a meeting. Drew Ryan, Jacqueline Schaefer are still in the meeting as we speak. This morning we've begun a series of meetings that will continue over the next 3 days. And as our listeners know, as we've talked about on the show, what we are trying to do is bring to these delegates the information about this defamation of religion that has been proposed by the Organization of Islamic Conference. What the resolution would do is basically turn decades of international human rights law on its head. For decades, we have protected minorities. We have protected individuals' rights to choose what they believe. Now the Organization for Islamic Conference is coming to the table at the UN and trying to turn that on its head by saying, no, we're going to protect religions instead of individuals' rights to believe. So what would that mean, Jay? That would mean that if you were in a country where the majority religion was Muslim or it was Hindu and you were a Christian and you tried to express your faith, you could be found to be in violation, you could be found to be defaming that majority of religion, and then therefore you could be prosecuted. So we are trying to bring the message that in order to protect religious rights and human rights, you must protect the rights of the individuals. These meetings will continue over the next 3 days. Hopefully when this comes to a vote in a few weeks, we'll get a better outcome than we've had over the last few years.
All right, well, folks, we're working on this aggressively. Thane's going to go back into those minutes, and whether it's here in the United States in a presidential cycle, whether it's international work at the United Nations, whether it's at the Supreme Court of the United States, or whether it's a state court in Tennessee defending a church, American Center for Law and Justice and our assets around the world, as I call them, our global reach, are being deployed right now on these critical issues. Well, thanks, Van, for the update. We'll keep you posted and keep us posted as well. Let's go right back to the phones, Logan. I know we've got a full bank of phone calls coming in.
We do. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
The judges here in the state of Texas, and there's a lot of senators and school board members who have sat on the board of the ACLU, and there's a lot of them that are on the ballot this coming November 4th. How do we choose? Is it wise for us to vote for them if they vote on certain issues that are against the Christian values?
Some of these states have voter guides for judges. You can find out their positions, not on how they're going to rule in an individual case, but their actual positions. So I would encourage you to check with some of the groups like American Family Association, Concerned Women for America, others, and you can actually get voter guides on the judges. Those are available. And that gives you a sense on what the judges' positions are, at least their judicial philosophy, which is the critical aspect. What's missing in the presidential debate so far, and we just heard it from the call that came in just a couple calls back, undecided voter, hasn't really got a clear answer on where these candidates are on judges, and that, I think, is a big problem. It's such a significant problem. I want to make sure it gets fixed. How you can help me do that is add your name to the citizen's demand. We call it the citizen's request because that's a nice way of saying it, but I want to demand that these candidates say, here is what I'm looking for in judicial nominees. Here's what I'm looking for in Supreme Court justices. If you are concerned about the issue of judges and want to see it addressed this week, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Logan, who's next?
Let's go to Vicky. Vicky, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Vicky.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Well, I just want to say that I think the issue of Supreme Court justices is huge, as well as judges at the lower levels. And I'm quite frankly shocked that any Christian could even consider voting for Obama when he has the worst pro-life record in history of any presidential candidate.
Well, that's, and, you know, I have stated that my view, and I will not tell you how to vote, nor I will tell you, I will tell you the lens to be looking through, in my view. But I think the abortion issue is one where it's not very negotiable, frankly, and not negotiable at all, in my view. Now, other people have different views on that, but I don't. And I will tell you this on the abortion front, and again, I'm not telling you who to vote for. You make your decision based on the whole host of issues. But I do think that the evangelical outreach, I'm talking about this from a political, legal, philosophical analysis, that the Obama campaign tried with young evangelicals was only successful to a point, and I think the abortion issue, especially with the selection of Joe Biden, became a factor where young evangelicals were starting to say, not so quick, because the abortion issue was huge. But I've got a young evangelical that's co-hosting the program with me today, Logan, who is undecided. But Logan, the issue of abortion, still, with your generation, is a big deal.
It is, especially, you know, being a Christian, this is sort of the biggest issue still. I mean, it's something we were raised to believe in. It's something that, you know, evidence has shown, when you look at scientific evidence of what's gone on in just the research in the last few years with sonograms and things like that, this is the one issue that I think really will just is the decider.
Well, you know, I think it is too, but you know how it becomes the decider? The issue that makes the decision in a situation like this, and the issue that becomes the key, so to speak, is who they select to the Supreme Court of the United States. And that's where you got to always emphasize that issue of judicial appointments, both to the Supreme Court and in the Court of Appeals. Let's try to get another call in.
Let's go to Jimmy in Texas. Someone my age, 22 years old. Let's go to him.
All right, Jimmy.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, great.
I was just actually wanting to comment. You know, I'm 22 years old. I'm a young voter.
Same age as Logan. Okay.
What's that?
Go ahead.
It's really important for me as a voter, as a young voter, to know the reason why the candidates would elect, the Supreme Court justice.
Sure.
Of who they would elect and the reason why, you know, because we're not real knowledgeable, you know, like you said before, we're not real knowledgeable of the reasons behind of the importance of them, you know. And so I think that would be really great.
Well, let me give you a kind of we're at the end of the time here on the program, but let me give you a 30-second reason why. The president's going to serve for 4 or 8 years. A Supreme Court nominee serves for 30 or 40 years. That's how long some of them serve. That is a Supreme Court for a generation, and the issues, whether it's national security, whether it's abortion, whether it's the family, whatever the issue might be, the issue of judicial nominations makes a big difference. And that's why for your generation, it'll be the judges that you see in there. You're 22 now, they will still be serving when you're 52 years old. And that's the reality. The ones that are appointed in the next presidency, maybe until you're 62 years old. I mean, Justice Stevens is 88 years old and still serving on the court. Hey, we're out of time, Logan. Let everybody know your website if they want to get information about The Logan Show.
Yes, if you want, you know, a little bit of lighter day, you're, you know, fed up with politics for a little bit, go over to loganshow.com. You can watch our series there. We've got 4 episodes up right now. Just a good, fun time. You can see some of your favorite Christian bands on it. Toby Mac is on the most recent one, Matthew West. So check it out, loganshow.com, just for a fun time and a little bit of relaxation.
A little bit of relaxation during this debate, but you go to your phones now. Don't relax. I need you to go to your phones and say, we want to know about judges. Here's the number if you want to help us get that information out. 1-877-989-2255. Demanding these candidates talk about judicial philosophy. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, but call now, 877-989-2255.